22nd, Friday. How should you pray? Prayer is crucial when fighting the spiritual battle. When I open my eyes, I concentrate in prayer for 3 hours. As I continue to inhale and exhale comfortably, I begin to pray. Doing this will revive your body. You will also be revived spiritually. At night, I enter deep prayer. During deep prayer, I hold my breath for extended periods of time and inhale deeply. At that time, I call out the names of precious people and pray deeply. What I do isn't difficult at all. You don't need to go up on a mountain. You can simply continue this in your daily life. The prayer movement that blocks disasters. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his garment and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. In the Bible, the age of idols came whenever people lost hold of the gospel and covenant. This led to enslavement, catastrophes, and natural disasters. Every time these events happened, prayers of repentance for losing hold of the gospel and covenant began, and everything was restored. At this time, how must you pray? Number one, the resolution to fight the spiritual battle. For Elijah, the matter of life or death was not an issue. He made an important resolution to fight the 850 false prophets. He decided to fight the spiritual battle. Elijah fought the spiritual war through prayer and had complete victory. This spiritual resolution becomes the beginning of your spiritual battle. Number two, the prayer to gain spiritual strength. Prayer isn't something that's difficult. It's a time of power when God gives new strength. When you enter deep prayer, He will give you a great deal of spiritual strength. At that time, God will give a new covenant, promises new strength, and will provide new workers to fight the spiritual war in the future. If you know the reason for spiritual war and pray with resolve to gain spiritual strength, God will provide amazing works. If you make a resolution and start praying, it'll surely lead to the same results as the Dothan movement. Through the resolution and prayer of those who have the covenant, God will surely block disasters and raise many disciples who will do the Dothan movement. Dear God, as a remnant with the covenant, help me to resolve and pray to block the disasters of this age. May 10 million disciples who will save the age arise throughout the nation and the world. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.